So this is Love.
My name's Aaron.
And my name's Leslie.
And this is...
Episode...
120.
120. I don't want to get it wrong.
No, no, no. That's why we talked about that.
Yeah.
120.
Not 113.
No. Hi, everybody. We hope that you have had a great week. We're doing good, right? So far?
Yeah.
Yeah. We didn't.
What?
I was in a car accident.
You didn't talk about it?
No.
Oh. Then I guess this episode's about you.
No. No. More on that next week. Because I promised Leslie that this episode would be her update.
I don't want it to be about my update.
It is your update.
I know, but you didn't promise me because I wanted it to be
about me. No, no. I just thought, like, in the whole... scheme of, because I gave a huge update about myself.
Uh-huh. That's good.
The last episode.
I was still a part of that update.
You were, but it was mostly about me. So, yeah. More on my car accident next week.
Next week.
I'm alive.
Yes.
Big shocker there.
What do you mean?
Well, obviously I'm talking.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
It wasn't bad. But, well... we'll talk about it next week.
Was it bad?
The car accident.
I thought it was bad.
Well, you know what I mean.
Okay.
Like, I'm not paralyzed. Nobody died. Nobody got hurt.
Thank the Lord.
Exactly. So anyway, how are you doing, Leslie? How was your week?
My week... what's today? Today's
Monday.
Today's Monday. My week... they've been long and short. All at the same time. Cause work is crazy busy right now. We're in the middle of a fasting and prayer time at church.
Oh so. My gosh.
Yeah. So
we can talk about that.
Yeah. So my weeks have been long and short. Long because sometimes there's not a lot of people in the office cause other things are getting done outside of the office, and short because then when everybody's there, I have to do everything.
Yeah.
Well, not everything, but you know, I get super busy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just been that, you know, we had a break from my niece
a couple weekends ago,
and that was, it was interesting. It was different. I was at church. I only had to go to one service, and I felt without. I was like, something is missing.
It was our first weekend since January. Since before January without having her with us.
Yeah. So it was really strange.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I guess I get to update on all of that.
Yes.
You know, I think I mentioned it. We did talk about this at dinner. I think I mentioned it in, probably in one of the early episodes where we were talking about our courtship and, about the way we were raised and the things and our behaviors and things like that.
And as dysfunctional as they were.
Yes. And so I would like to start my portion of tonight by saying my name is Leslie. I'm a grateful believer in Jesus Christ. I struggle with anger and codependency. And I have 16 years of sobriety from alcohol and drugs.
You forgot one.
Well, and control.
There you go.
I struggle with control too. But I here's the thing about control, like...
you need it. You want it.
Must have it. But I feel like it's a symptom, you know?
Oh, okay.
More of...
from fear.
Yes.
Okay.
And so you know, for those of you who have listened from, you know, the beginning, like, you know about me and about my life. and I'm kind of grateful for that. But for those of you who are listening today, I come from a broken home.
Yes.
And my parents separated when I was 8. I had to do a lot of growing up really fast. I raised my little sister.
Basically. I mean, not even basically, like literally.
Well, you know, we were alone for about 5 or 6 years. I mean, we weren't alone. My mom was there, but she worked 2 jobs. So she wasn't ever really home.
Yeah.
And so I had a lot of things put onto my plate at a very young age.
You started cooking and cleaning and...
disciplining and things like that. You know, at a very young age. And then as I got older, when I turned 14, we moved to Brownsville and my grandmother kind of took over.
Yes.
But it was still a lot of...
and that was only like, what, 4 years?
3 years because then I graduated. Uh-huh. And then we went to live with my aunt.
So four, because you're 18 when you graduated.
I was 17 when I graduated.
Oh, that's right, because your birthday's late.
My birthday's in August.
Yeah.
So on my other podcast, Southern Sides, we just recently did a coupling of episodes about anger.
Yes.
And the strategies that we use.
A two-parter.
Yes, it was a two-parter. The strategies that we use for anger. Because here's the thing. We all feel angry. Mm-hmm. We all kind of struggle with anger, whether it's inwardly or outwardly.
Yes.
And that is a normal feeling. Mm-hmm. God got angry. there's no sin in feeling the anger. It's what we do with that feeling. So I grew up very broken. I'm still very broken. Uh-huh. But because of a lot of the things that happened when I was little, as I got older, I really realized that I was angry, mm-hmm. you know? One of the things that I talked about on my other podcast was that when I was little, like, my mom gave me a lot of rein over my little sister.
Yeah.
Because she had to work. Mm-hmm. And so early on, I was disciplining my sister. And my mom gave me permission to spank her, which I don't think that was the greatest of ideas.
So as far as your sisterly relationship is concerned, I would think not. Right. But let's talk about how old the age difference between the two of you.
4 to 4.5 years.
Okay.
And so, you know, most of the time I was 8 and she was 4, or I was 10 and she was 6.
Yeah.
Because it was between the ages of 8 and 10. I can't pinpoint the age totally. I can't remember the age. I just know it was between the age of 10.
In that.
8 and 10. Yeah, in that realm of years. And in that, see, here's the thing is when my sister didn't behave, I got in trouble.
Yes. You know,
when things weren't done at our house, like if our house wasn't clean or if the laundry wasn't done or we didn't do our homework or we weren't in bed at a certain time, like mm-hmm. I'm the one who got in trouble.
Yeah.
Because I was the oldest. My mom had her own issues.
Yeah.
Her own anger issues. And so I didn't just get spanked. I got beaten.
Yeah.
You know? And that transferred to my relationship with my sister.
Yeah.
In that when I was,
when she didn't, it was her fault.
Well, no, not so much as that, but when she didn't do what needed to be done or she didn't listen, mm-hmm. well, my anger transferred to her through spankings.
Yeah.
You know, and I never like hit her in the face or anything, but like just her butt was always spanked by me, you know? And I remember one time I remember that day. I don't remember what happened, but I remember spanking her really hard and a lot of times. I shouldn't have had to do that.
No.
That shouldn't have been my responsibility. Child. And I look back on that, and I've done a lot of work on this. Mm-hmm. My sister and I have talked about it. She laughs because she is much like the rest of my dad's side of the family, where we just kind of take things in stride, and mm-hmm. we don't really deal with our feelings.
No, you laugh it off.
We laugh it off, and... but I have asked her for forgiveness for that time in our lives. And yeah. I've told her that I was really sorry that I took my anger out on her. Because mm-hmm. I didn't know that's what it was.
Yeah.
So as we progressed in our relationship, one of my biggest fears, I told you, was mm-hmm. having children. I wanted children.
Yes.
But one of my biggest fears was that I would be like my mom. Mm-hmm. And that I would be a bad mom. And that I would spank my children in anger.
Yeah.
It's always been a big fear.
Yes.
And so, you know, we've had Haley.
Yeah.
and I love her. And she has needed a lot of discipline.
Yeah. In the last 9 months.
Yes. Because she's 5.
She's 5.
And we've done a lot of verbal discipline, a lot mm-hmm. of go to your room discipline. We've mm-hmm. had to spank her. But in all of that, I realized I'm nothing like my mom.
Yeah. No.
And it's made my heart happy. Like, I'm going to cry thinking about it. Like,
yeah.
It's made my heart happy that that God has helped me to be aware.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when I had to spank her for the first time, I did a lot of talking to her before I spanked her.
Yeah.
There was no, like, you're going to understand why you're getting spanked. And I asked her several times, do you know why Thea has to give you a spanking?
Mm-hmm.
And she could tell me. And she would be like, because I threw a tantrum, or you know, because I ran away when you, like, she was in the middle of throwing a tantrum and I'm telling her to come to me and she's running away and we're in the middle of a store or we're in the middle, like, we were at the zoo, you know, inside the gift shop.
That's when you pull out your Wonder Woman lasso and you
rain her down. We did a lot of talking before any of these times have happened. Yeah. And so, I don't know, like, that's one of the things that's been really cool during this time is that God has shown me, like, you're never going to be a bad mom.
No.
You know? I struggle with being bad at things. Like, not that I'm actually bad at them, with the thought of being bad at them. You know, because you and I have had the conversation about me being a bad wife.
I've never.
I know.
I know.
You've never said that I'm a bad wife.
Yes.
But I struggle with the thought of being a bad wife.
Yes.
And I always feel like I'm a bad wife, even though I'm not a bad wife.
No.
And you tell me that over and over again.
Wonderful wife. My gosh.
But I also struggle with, would I have been a bad mom? And since we didn't have children, like, well, we don't have children at this point, like, that's not something I've ever really known, you know? I do know that my sister and I, like, once, like, 14, 15, 16, like, we were raised by one of my aunts and uncles, and they didn't really treat us like their children.
No.
They didn't spank us or anything like that, but we were just kind of, like, there.
Yes.
So they didn't really pay attention to us. And that was the one thing I didn't want to do to Haley either.
No.
Like, I wanted her to feel like she was with her mom.
Yes.
Like, you know, I'm her tia, I'm her aunt, and I wanted her to know that I was going to love her and I was going to care for her and I was going to discipline her.
Yes.
And that she could come to me at any point in time and talk to me. And you know what's super cool?
What?
Is that even though we spank her or we get, like, she has to go to her room or we have to have conversations with her that are hard conversations, like, she always comes to me and she always tells me everything.
Yes.
You know,
she's like, Thea, I love you.
And
she,
like,
says it a lot.
Randomly. Like, she, you know, we can, I'm in the bathroom with her and, you know, wiping her butt. And she's like, Thea, I love you. That was the first time that she told me that she loved me. We were in the bathroom. And it was one of the, like, first couple of months, like, third or fourth month that she was with us. And we were in a public restroom.
Yeah, I knew it was going to be a public
restroom. And she's like, and she was very scared and she didn't want to go into the restroom by herself. She's like, will you come with me, Thea? And I was like, of course. So I'm in there with her and she's talking. She's sitting on the toilet. She's five.
She hardly ever stops talking.
And she just, she looks up at me and she said, Thea Leslie. And I said, yeah, baby. She said, I love you.
Mm.
And that was the first time that she'd said it.
Yeah.
Because I would always tell her that I loved her.
Oh, yeah.
And I would hug her and kiss her and, you know, love on her. But she had never said it on her own. Like, Thea, I love you. And so that was, like, it's such a weird, like, remembrance. But I know that when she's older, I'll get to tell her that, too.
The first and then, and we can talk, we can give her the link to the podcast.
Yeah.
And be like, hey, we talked about you a lot. We talked
about you a lot. But it's been, like, during this time away from the podcast, like.
It's been a lot of growing time for the both of us, I think.
Yes. Yes. A lot of growing time. Because I don't know if I'll be a mom.
Yeah.
And I'm an aunt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Mother's Day happened in all of this time, too.
Yeah.
It was probably one of the better Mother's Days that I've had.
Mm-hmm.
Since we've been married, like, and since we've been trying to have children. Mother's Day is always really hard for me.
Yes.
And those who are close to me, like, they know.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll send me texts or they'll, you know, they'll see me and they'll hug me and tell me that they love me or, you know, send me little notes or texts and stuff. This year was really cool because, you know, we had Haley with us and that was sweet. Like, and we took mom to lunch and Haley went with us. And, like, I got texts from the kids that we call our kids, you know, like, from Jocelyn. And, you know, she sent me a text and to tell me, you know, happy Mother's Day. And then Oscarito, who is my friend Jessica's son,
he's our 16-year-old now?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And he's like, he calls us mother and father because he has his mom and dad.
Yeah.
And so we're just his mother and father.
Yeah. Like Daniel.
Right. And
so we have our 19-year-old.
Yeah.
Daniel. We have an 18-year-old now.
Yes.
She's up in San Antonio.
Yes.
And Oscar's 16
now. Yes. And he, on Sunday, that Sunday morning, Mother's Day.
He brought you a card, didn't he?
He gave me a card and he gave me a gift card to Starbucks.
Aw.
And it was just a sweet card. And it was just, it was nice. And then our college kids. We have college kids in our the ministry that we were a part of, but we're not anymore. Like, they got together and bought me a mug and a necklace and some earrings, and they gave me a card. And
that's awesome.
You know, basically told me, like, I was, thank you, you know? And that was really, it was a really sweet Mother's Day for me, because God really spoke to my heart that day and was like, you don't have to be, have children, your own children, to be a mom. Like, and I get, like, I'm not probably going to be a mom who says, who calls me mommy. Haley calls me mommy sometimes on accident. And she's like, I'm sorry, Dad, I called you mommy. And I was like, baby, it's okay. I'm like your mom, you know? So, but God's really, like, just grown me in that area. Also, like, just knowing that I'm not bad. I'm not a bad parent.
No.
You know, I parent my niece. Yes. And I'm not a bad parent. I'm not going to, honestly, I'm a little bit grateful that I don't have to do the sleepless nights. and I don't have to do the waking up every 2 hours, because I've done that with dogs. And
yeah,
I don't necessarily want to do it with a child. You know, and we always said, like, if we were going to adopt or foster, we wanted, like, age 4. Mm-hmm. Like, we wouldn't mind a baby, but 4 or 5, because that's when they can tell you what's wrong.
And that's, while you were talking about Haley right now, that's one of the most amazing things, I think, for me in this time of her life. You know, she's 5. She's going to be 6 next month. And we can actually have a conversation with her.
Yeah.
You know, like, she can tell us what's wrong.
Yeah.
And if she doesn't know, we can talk her through the emotions and, you know, what we know is going on. And then she can tell us for sure.
Right.
And I feel like this is something that we've been kind of building up to since the beginning of our relationship. Mm-hmm. Right. Where we started dating and you and I learning how to communicate with each other. Mm-hmm. And for me, there's a specific way that women in your family are, you know,
need to be communicated to.
And there's a way to, like,
I don't think it's just us, honestly. I
no
think it's
all everybody women. Has their own.
I think it's all women, and I just think most men don't get it.
Well, that's stupid. Sorry for them and the women in their lives. And not, like, not to be boastful or anything, but, like, I just know that there's a specific way that, you know,
you don't always get it right.
I don't. But, like, and then your mom came to live with us. We, you know, we started taking care of her, and that started a whole, like, for me, different relationship.
They had two crazies.
Yeah. And I could see where one affected the other and vice versa. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. And, you know, and we don't always get it right with mom either.
Right. Yeah.
But then now there's Haley and your sister, in our lives. And it's like, okay, it's just more, not more of the same, but, like, it's adding a different layer, adding a different level. Excuse me.
We've learned how not to communicate with my sister.
Yeah.
And we've learned, you know, and I learned that on early on in my life too, like my relationship with her. Like, I know how to communicate with her, and that I know she doesn't like to hear certain things, and but I can still say them to her. I just have to find the way to say them, you know? And I think that's just for women in general. It's probably for men too. Like, you, you have your certain way of being communicated to, and we've been married for 12 years almost, and I still ain't got it right.
Well,
I mean, think sometimes I do, but not all the time.
Yeah. And that's mostly, like, I'm realizing not your fault. Like, we talked about it the last episode or two, where I've just been in this point in my life and in my mind where,
I mean, out of your mind.
Sure. where I'm actually in my body, you know, and in my person, figuring out how to communicate all these things that I've never done before or really wanted to do before. And been, like, asleep in, you know?
Yeah.
It's really, I was thinking about it too, because somebody mentioned to me years ago, they're like, Aaron, you really need to work on communicating your inside world, like my inside world, with other people. And I was like, that's stupid. Why would I do that? And
not, I think I asked you that too at some point. Like
we had a conversation yeah. about it because after I spoke with it about with him, I talked to you about it because we were married already. Right. But so that I feel like that's what's happening with me now, which is nice. But in that whole frame of reference of you speaking to me the way like I'm going to hear it the best,
right?
I mean, you're just getting started, so it's okay. Like. I don't hold that against you.
Oh, I hope not. And hopefully in 12 years I will have it right.
Yeah, yeah. Or like next week or something.
No, I don't know. You're a bit more complicated than I think you think you are.
No, I know I'm really complicated. But yeah, having Haley and like being co-parents and all that kind of stuff, it's just been this really cool dynamic. And I know we both struggle with anger, we both struggle with, or we both came from not necessarily, like, my home wasn't broken mm-hmm. in the sense of my parents stayed married.
Yeah.
But it was broken in the sense of, like, there was just a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
That, if it could go wrong, it did.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was, you know, we've talked about me being verbally abused and sexually abused, and emotionally abused, like, the whole nine yards. I've gone through it. And so, for me, my fear with having kids has always been, I'm going to do that. Right. Also, I'm going to talk bad mm-hmm. to my kids, or I'm going to, like, not play mind games with them, but, you know, be emotionally manipulative, mm-hmm. Which I did a lot in junior high and high school. Mm-hmm. And specifically, physically, not harmful, but you know, it's right on the line.
Uh-huh.
You know, towing the line between discipline, like
yeah,
honest discipline, and like you said, emotional
yeah.
discipline, like emotion, like the unhealthy
yeah.
type, because. You know, I have those feelings of, like, I just want to slap you. And not you specifically.
Right.
Right? But, you know, and because that's what happened to me. And that's the, listening to your podcast with the girls, like, one of the other ladies said the same thing. Like, and not that she just thought it, but that she actually did it.
Yeah.
And she would just, you know, pop them on the mouth or, you know, spank them. And, you know, stuff that happened to me and... And I'm like, not that I want to do it, but I'm afraid that it's going to come out.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, but that's been something I've been really happy in myself and in us when we're with Haley. Like, we've never really raised our voice to mm-hmm. Haley. And not because we haven't spoken more loudly or firmly, but there's this tone that people use and parents use.
Oh, we hear it in the mall and the yeah. stores all the time.
Yeah.
And it makes us angry.
And it's the tone that a person uses to speak to an animal.
Yeah.
You know, to your dog that way. And I hate it. And I never wanted to do that. And so I'm like, okay, that hasn't happened.
Yeah.
And I don't want to say yet, you know, because I know we're not perfect, but I'm really like hopeful that that just never happens.
Right.
You know, we've never... had to, like, anytime we've had to discipline Haley, it's been in our right minds.
Right.
Which is helpful.
Wait, it is. It's, like, sometimes I was telling the girls, like, sometimes we get to a point with her, like, I'm upset because she still doesn't, like, she's still doing what we've asked her not to do, but mm-hmm. I'm not, like, angry.
Yeah.
And I'm, like, able to say, Haley, can you just please go to your room?
Yeah.
And she's like, no, Thea, no. And I'm like, baby, just go to your room.
Mm-hmm.
And I can finish doing what I'm doing out in the living room or the kitchen because I feel myself getting frustrated because she's misbehaving and I'm trying to clean
yeah.
or whatever. And so then I'm like, can you please just go to your room?
Mm-hmm.
So then I finish what I'm doing and then I go to the room and I talk to her.
Yeah.
And I'm like, now why are you still doing this? Like, we've asked you not to do
yes.
this. And, you know, she usually says she doesn't know. And she's five, so she probably doesn't know.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you know, there are a lot of feelings and emotions, and five-year-olds just do things.
Right. And so we just ask a lot of questions, and I'm like, well, baby, like, didn't we ask you not to kick the dog? Or, you know, or, you know, and she's like, yes. I'm like, well, then why did you kick the dog? And she's like, I don't know. And I'm like, okay, I don't want you to kick the dog again. No. You know, like, that's it. Mm-hmm. And the next time she kicks the dog, guess what? She gets in trouble.
Yeah.
You know, and when we say, let's go to the room and talk, mm-hmm. my question to her is, did I not ask you not to kick the dog?
Yeah, it's reaffirming.
And she's like, yes, then, okay, now you have to get a spanking. Mm-hmm. But no, Thea, no, no, no. And I'm like, baby, I told you not to kick the dog. And what did you do? She's like, I kicked the dog.
So what's going to happen?
You're going to give me a spanking on the butt. Yes. Just one, just right? One. And I'm like, yes.
As long as it hurts.
You know, but you know what? A spanking changes everything.
A lot.
Just one swat on the butt is like, I get a whole new niece every time.
Oh, somebody posted, it was on Instagram. They said, my mom pressed the hard reset button on me every time she spanked me.
Yeah, it's like you get a whole new kid. Oh my gosh. Like, I remember that first time we had to spank her. Like, mm-hmm. I talked with her a lot before I spanked her.
Yeah.
And she only got one swat on the butt that day. Mm-hmm. But of course, then I had to tell my sister. And I was like so scared to tell my sister because I was like, I just spanked her kid. But like, there was a part of me that was like, I think she's going to be okay with it. But there was also that part of me that was like, I'm not real sure.
Yeah, because would it be like a trigger of like back when y'all were kids?
Yeah, but no, because she knows her kid.
Yeah.
And my sister's not like super like, because I had watched my sister with her. Mm-hmm. And my sister is very much like, you're not listening to me. You need to go. Let's go to the bathroom. Yes. You know? So I knew she wasn't against spanking. And I know some parents, like some of you listening to this may be like, I'm never going to spank my kid. I can't believe you're spanking your kid. You know what? That is between you and your kid and Jesus.
Yes.
Some children need to be spanked. Mm-hmm. All children are different. Some don't need to be spanked.
No.
Some you can put in the room and have a timeout and they're good.
Yeah.
Some of them, all you have to do is give them an eye look. Mm-hmm. They're good.
Yeah.
Some of them, you just have to take their toys away mm-hmm. and they're good.
No, I needed to be spanked.
I did not need to be spanked, but I got spanked.
I needed to be spanked.
All you had to do was look at me and give me a tone of voice, and that was it for me.
See, and that would only do it for, like, the moment, but then I would still go do the bad thing afterwards. But that was, you know, talking about that, too, that made me remember something right now that I was thinking of. Oh, you were talking about Mother's Day, right? And that's normally hard for us, you know, the both of us, Mother's Day, Father's Day. We both want to have kids, mm-hmm. you know, we want to be a family.
We are a family.
And that's the thing. This is like, not that we are like representatives of the TV show, but really, we really are like a modern family, right? and you know, we spank Haley. We love Haley. We love your sister. We love your mom. And so you had these amazing things happen this year with Mother's Day. So Father's Day, I was at work. I was working. And, you know, I didn't expect anything, you know, like, it's cool. Not that it's not, like, painful or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, like, I can make myself be okay. Mm-hmm. But I got a text message from your sister mm-hmm. on Father's Day while I was at work. And, like, you know, your sister and I, we still haven't, like, finished the conversation that we need to have. But even in that, she texted me and she's like, you know what, Aaron, I want to thank you for taking care of Haley and for treating her like she's your own daughter. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to tell you Happy Father's Day. Mm-hmm. And I was like... I had to, like, go compose myself in the break room. It was crazy. You know? Mm-hmm. So I texted her back, and I was like, you know, that really means a lot. And thank you. Mm-hmm. But that's been a really cool thing.
Yeah. So, it's been interesting, like, just in this time away from the podcast, like, we've had that going on, you know. And at first, we didn't think it would be a lot, which is why we continued to podcast at the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
But realized it was just going to be too much.
Well, so we needed to acclimate. We needed to adjust. Yeah. We needed to, like, really reset how our lives worked.
Yeah.
Because it's not the same.
Guys, and today you have to know that I'm sitting in a house that is full of clutter.
Oh, my gosh.
And the reason that it's full of clutter is because on the weekends, we have Haley.
Mm-hmm.
And mind you, our house gets swept and mopped, so it's clean. There's still stuff everywhere.
Yeah. Leslie recently told me that it doesn't matter how clean I make the house. It's still frustrating to her.
Yes.
I was like, oh, that's good to know.
Because mm-hmm. there are things everywhere.
Yeah, that's nice.
But it's because once Haley's gone, like, I'm emotionally exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
Not because she's a bad kid.
No.
But, you know, we're just doing stuff. Like, this weekend, you had this weekend, the past weekend off. And
it was the longest weekend ever.
It was nice, though.
It was.
It was long, but it was nice. And, you know, we took Haley to the zoo.
We saw the baby gorilla.
Yeah.
The two of
them. And we, you know, we went to the flea market mm-hmm. and, you know, we came home and we watched a little bit of TV. And then we went to, what did we do Saturday night? Did we do something Saturday night?
We didn't go anywhere.
After all the zoo and stuff?
We came back here.
We made dinner.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. And then Sunday, like, you know, we got up, we ate breakfast, we got ready for church, we mm-hmm. went to church. And then we came home and then we went to a birthday and Haley went with us and that was like crazy for me.
Oh, Saturday we went to Cole's.
Oh, we went to see my tia.
Yeah, that's what we did.
For her birthday. We went to see my aunt and my aunt who was like a second mom to me.
Yeah.
Growing up.
Oddly enough, and not oddly enough, but, coincidentally, your mom raised.
Yes.
My because your mom is the firstborn,
uh-huh.
just like
and
you.
She's the baby.
And the Lisa is the baby. Mm-hmm. And so by the time your tia Lisa came around, mm-hmm. your mom was old enough, like she actually
took care of her.
Was the parent.
Yeah.
Not the sister.
Right.
Just like you were the parent and not the sister.
Yeah. And so my tia Lisa, when she was 16 years old, I was born.
Mm-hmm.
And so she would help my mom a lot.
Yeah.
Like she would babysit and stuff. So she's always kind of been like my second mom. But we went by the house to take her a gift and some cinnamon rolls. And
yes.
We took Haley with us. And that's what we did that on Saturday evening.
Mm-hmm.
And then we came home.
Yeah.
And then we got, you know, we went to bed and stuff and got ready
Sunday
for church.
We had breakfast. We got ready for church. We went to church. Came back and got some food ready.
Yeah.
And then we went for a birthday party. And,
yeah.
And then she got picked up. It was. Like, we're used to having her so much longer.
It was too fast, I felt like.
And then all of a sudden she was gone, and I was like, well, okay.
Yeah, it was weird.
Bye.
But she has school now, so she has to go to school on Mondays. But yeah, like, it's just been a major growing and stretching time, but also a good realization time for me.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. That was what we talked about that day at dinner, like, what I was going to talk about, like, all the stuff that's kind of happened, and mm-hmm. I was thinking, like, well, I mean, what did we do? Like, I got to do Easter with Haley.
Yeah.
We did the Easter bunny thing. I think she was excited, but I don't think like she believes in the Easter bunny per se. Like she just liked that she got, you know, a basket and, cause I went to the Target dollar section and they had these little feet.
Yeah.
They were like feet prints that you could like paste on the floor.
Yeah.
And so like I put them all over the house and she was like, what? But you know, she's five. And it was just fun.
I feel like she has, and not in a bad way, but this really like superficial mm-hmm. connection to things right now.
Yeah.
You know, there's some things that she feels deeply.
Yeah.
And that's really cool to see. But like stuff like the Easter Bunny and
like she Santa just Claus. Lost her tooth.
Yeah.
The tooth fairy. And I was talking with my sister about it, and she was like, I want her to believe in the tooth fairy, but I don't want her to feel like I'm lying to her. And I'm like, I told her, I was like, were you mad when we found out we didn't have a tooth fairy? She's like, no.
And I was happy, like, that I got money.
Yeah. I'm like, if anything, you can just tell her, like, the tooth fairy goes away at 9 years old. Mm-hmm. Or 8 years old. Or whatever. Like, there's no more tooth fairy. No. You know? But see, my niece is super smart. I'm afraid she'll be the one to ruin it for somebody else.
Oh, yeah.
Because not everybody believes that way. You know, mm-hmm. like, not everybody, you know, like, and I don't want to take that from people.
Yeah.
You know? We, like, for Christmas, we gave her presents from us. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she was like, is Santa going to come? And I was like, well, baby. you are a very good girl and we bought you presents, yeah. you know? And this year, she's a little bit, she understands a little bit more. And I'd like to share with her the story about St. Nicholas, Kris mm-hmm. Kringle, and like talk about how he was a very real person.
Yeah.
But he's no longer alive.
No.
But I also don't want to say Santa's not real, you know, no. like, because yeah. I don't want her, I just want her, I don't want her to feel like we lied to her. But I think mm-hmm. it's good to give her information and not necessarily say, Santa comes to the house every day.
Yeah.
You know. Anyway. Or
every year.
Every year. So, I don't know. We'll figure that out. I know my sister likes to do Santa, too, and I don't want to take that from her.
No.
Because that's her choice, you know? Mm-hmm. And, but, yeah. I'm trying to think. Was there anything else, like, major that, like... Well, we got to situate our guest room.
Yeah.
Now we have a room for guests. Uh-huh. And that, you know, that's been interesting, like learning to put a child to sleep. I have the best conversations with her before the bed.
Though. Oh, yeah?
Like, we, like, whenever she sleeps in her bed, like, she puts on her PJs and when I'm like, okay, it's time for bed. And we go and we lie down. When she first started staying with us, we had a ritual of I would put lavender oil on the bottom of her feet, mm-hmm. lavender oil on her chest. Each one of her little stuffed animals got a drop of lavender oil. We put the diffuser on. We don't have to do that anymore.
No.
Like, I put oils, like, she'll ask me for oils if her tummy hurts. Like, we'll mm-hmm. put Digize on her belly. Or if something, like, if she has a cut or whatever, she fell down, and we put lavender oil on that. And,
yeah.
you know, she's always like, yeah, the oils, they work. And I was like, well, it's not the oils, baby. Jesus is healing your body. Uh-huh. And she's like, who's healing my body? Uh-oh, puppy's not feeling good. Uh-oh. Let's go.
Sorry,
you'll have to probably.
No, that's fine. It's real life, people.
In real life, puppy was gagging or something. Well, not puppy, but Layla. She threw up the other day. It wasn't nice. Yeah, but anyway, it's just like I have the best conversations with her at night. Like we go to bed, and I'll lay in bed with her for a little while and ask her like, "So how was your day? And what was the best part of your day?" And you know, we laugh and we talk and. It's just fun, and I'm glad that I get to be her aunt and that we get to do that and that one day we'll get to look back on that and talk about it. And, like, you know, I'll be able to say, like, do you remember when this? This year I also started – I saw it somewhere. I think it might have been on Pinterest, but I started an email address for her.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And so I send her emails when, like, there's, like, milestone or – something interesting has happened between us, or if she did something cool and I got a video or a picture of it, I send it to that email address. And I was telling my sister about it and she's like, that's so cool.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, it's kind of like a little time capsule,
mm-hmm.
you know, and when something interesting happens or whatever, like I'll send her a little email like, hey, like today you got on the stage and you sang.
Oh, I know.
And, you were so excited and I'll attach the video so mm-hmm. she can see it one day, you know?
Yeah.
And one day I'll give her the password to that email address and she can read all those things. Mm-hmm. Or if I should die before, like she's old enough, like, well, that's something she can still go and see.
Yeah. Then she'll know.
Right. Cause I just figure everything is technology now.
Yeah. It's all
everything
there.
Is digital.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, let's just put it in a time capsule, you know?
Yeah.
So I've been doing that and that's been fun. I try to like send pictures from like when we go to the zoo or, mm-hmm. we get little videos of her doing weird things because she does weird things. Stuff like that, you know. This weekend, oh, the zoo had a storm science event.
Oh, yeah.
And that was super cool. She had a good time, like, making little projects. Mm-hmm. And I got a couple pictures. I need to send an email to her about that. So she loves Baby Shark.
Baby Shark.
No, sing it. No, stop. Stop it. I don't want to hear that song.
Baby Shark.
But we also, there was like a virtual reality thing where like you got to like.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She was really scared of it.
Because the sharks looked real.
Yeah.
She was like, no, I don't want to see that. It was really funny.
But, I like how, you know, you have your way of getting her to sleep, you know, helping her get to sleep. And I have a completely different way.
And she loves both of them. But sometimes she asks for yours.
She does. Because I'll read to her. I'll pray with her. Right.
We read and we pray, too.
Yes. But once she gets in bed, I have her close her eyes. Right? And then, I don't know. I think it's just something about me as a person that I like. You know, I like writing things. I like imagining things. And I like being detailed about it. Painting a picture, right?
Right.
So I'll have her close her eyes. You know, and I'd be like talking about like green grass, and she's barefoot, and the way it feels on her toes, and there's trees, and the breeze, and there's leaves, and puffy white clouds in the sky, and the sun's really warm, and you can hear the ocean. You know, like it almost like guided meditation, right. But just like setting up a really pretty dreamscape, right. So to speak, you know, that she can feel safe and comfortable and fall asleep with, you know, happy thoughts.
Right.
And she's asked for it a couple of times. I'm like,
She's like, can Aquarian come tell me my dreams? And I was like, what do you mean tell you your dreams? And I was like, oh, you mean you want him to? Because I've tried doing it. And she's like, no, I want Uncle Aaron to come.
It's not the same. Well, because, you know, like you say it really softly. Mm-hmm. You speak gently.
Oh, yeah, I do that. It's just not the same as you.
Oh, no.
Well, it's not Uncle Aaron.
And it's something that, you know, her and I get to do.
Right. It's a bonding thing that y'all have had. Yeah.
Yeah. I like it. It's fun.
Yeah.
I like the whole... Because, like, I mean, I did that when I was a kid to myself. If I had a bad dream, I would, like, I remember I used to dream about Chucky all the time. Ugh. Had weird nightmares. Weird. Yeah. I had, we did that horror movie watch sign up thing.
Oh, yeah. Here, I don't know if it's just here in the Valley or where it's at, but someone is paying, like, you can sign up to be chosen. Like, you don't get, like, not everybody gets to do this, but you can sign up to be chosen to watch 13 Stephen King movies. And they'll, if you get chosen, you get paid $1,300, and you get, like, they'll stream the movies for you, and you only have, like, a week to watch these movies.
And you wear a Fitbit so that your blood, I'm sorry, your heart rate can be monitored and different things like that. And you and I were talking about how, because it asks why you would be a good person for this study or whatever.
Right.
And I was like, well, I couldn't watch these movies as a kid or growing up without closing my eyes.
Right.
Without being freaked out. So when I would go to sleep sometimes, I would have nightmares.
Yeah.
Of like Freddy Krueger and Chucky, and it was just bad. So I used to like, no, I'm gonna dream about this.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna think about this. And that helped me a lot.
Oh, yeah. I don't like scary movies. I signed up for it because I thought, well, $1,300 is $1,300.
Give me money.
They're all old movies, so they're, like, not realistic anymore.
Well, you can watch... Some of them are updated. Some of them have, you know, current... Updated, but I would watch the old school ones.
Yeah.
Just so I could laugh at them.
But, so, yeah. Anyway. Like, it's been a good 9 months. And not to say that it hasn't been hard on some days, because there have been days where I'm like, oh, like where we had like really hard weekends with her. And like,
we talked about some of those.
Yeah. But, you know, I think overall in the 9 months, we've done a pretty good job.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had people tell us like, you're doing a really great job. As a matter of fact, we got a message today on Facebook.
Oh.
So this is love, and it was from our friend Rona. She is a faithful listener. let me see if I can pull it up. I meant to, and then I forgot to. But it wouldn't. She was just, I had sent her, because she's one of those people who checked on us.
Yeah.
When we hadn't been phone in a while. And so I sent her a message and I was like, hey, you know, just wanted to let you know that we're back. And, you know, and so she was like, thank goodness, I miss y'all. And she sent us a message actually today. And she said, I'm proud of you two. You seem to be listening to each other so much better. She has listened to all of our episodes. I can't imagine how hard it is with all the challenges you two have with all you do to help your family, along with your health adventures and church duties, to keep going day to day. Yet you're doing it, having healthy boundaries and canceling things and making priorities to keep your marriage and self-care on the top of the list instead of at the bottom. You're doing a podcast that is so honest and real, and that is why I have continued to be a loyal fan.
Aww.
And I, like, it was really cool to hear that, and I told her, I was like, oh, like, that's sweet. Thank you. Mm-hmm. You know, we're trying. We are trying. We also got some listener mail.
Yay!
From Robin.
We love emails.
Yes. And from Robin, and she's also, a faithful listener. Mm-hmm. She listens to us, too. And she was also somebody who checked on us. Wanted to make sure we were doing
all
right.
Are you okay?
And she said, hey, Leslie and Aaron, it was great to hear from you two again and hear about how you're doing taking care of your niece. It sounds like you're doing a great job with her, and I'm sure you're helping her and her mom so much. It also sounds like Aaron's in a better place now, and that's really good to hear, and I'm sure makes life better for you both.
Yeah.
P.S. I want you to know that I literally stopped everything that I was doing when the podcast finished to write this email because I always mean to say something, and I pretty much always forget, or time gets away from me. This time I didn't forget. She's like, have a great day. And she wrote this at like 7:50 in the morning.
Yeah.
I was like, well, you're listening to us early, girl. But thank you so much for writing in, Robin. We appreciate y'all's emails and your little messages.
Yeah.
It's cool because these are people who are not our real friends.
No. Like, well, and they're not like, they're not real friends.
Not real friends, just, but they don't live here. Yeah. We've never met them. So that's kind of cool. But yeah. So we're thankful to be back, and
definitely
it's fun for us. Like, I don't know, I missed it because it's good time spent for us.
Yes.
And it's focused time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just glad that we have that, even though my house is a mess right now.
When is the house not a mess? Let me ask you that.
It used to be clean.
I don't believe that.
I do.
I don't believe that.
Have you looked at this mess?
It's not even a mess.
Okay, so then make it unmessy.
That's super easy.
Okay, do it.
The thing is, I would clean it, and then you'd still be like, oh, but there's clutter everywhere, and that's not the same thing.
It's because clutter is my thing. But that's not a mess. Yes, it is.
No, it's not. It's just
guys,
unorganized.
Tell me, is clutter a mess? Like, okay, so
no, because
there's
it's
like
all
a pile
in the spot.
Of, hold on, there's a pile of jackets. Well, not jackets, but like
sweaters
on one corner of the couch. And then we have, like, a buffet table that's, like, covered in stuff.
Well, see, that's a mess.
That's
but
clutter.
But that's not clean.
It's clutter.
It's not clean.
It's clutter.
But I'm talking about, okay, so the jacket's not a big deal. NBD. Right. But, like,
the bar.
The bar.
Is covered in stuff.
That's a mess.
Yes.
But the kitchen counter, like, that everything's what it's supposed
it's
to be.
Cluttered.
It just gets cluttered, and cluttered. That's not a mess.
And then there's, like, this table next to us right now that's, like, covered in stuff, too.
Well, yeah.
And that, I just want to get rid of this table, by the way.
No, This is my table.
Well, then
I
keep
love
it uncluttered.
This table.
Then keep it uncluttered.
It was for a very long time. And then
our hobbies have our hobbies have kind of taken over some areas.
Have.
We need a bigger house. And I don't want a bigger house. This is the thing. Like, I need a room where I can do my cricket stuff in.
I feel like we need a longer living space.
A longer living space.
Yeah, I feel like if this purple wall were like more, like further into the yard in the back, like it would, I don't know, like I feel like
it would just be more room for more clutter.
Well, no, and yes, I just, you know, I love that it's open. You know, like this, with the dining table is, that's supposed to be another bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
I love that it's not a bedroom, that the walls are down. I love that the kitchen like flows into this area. I guess I'm just kind of used to more space.
Yeah.
Like lengthwise.
Mm-hmm.
I've always been super tall, so I've never had like the height space that we have now, which is amazing for me. But, you know, like, my parents' house has always, like, we've always had really long living spaces and not like bedrooms. Right. But like the our dining room was super long, you know, the entryway.
Yeah, I'm gonna have a garage sale this weekend, and everything is going so. I'm gonna need a truck.
We just. I feel like if we knocked this wall down and went out like 10 more feet.
I'm gonna take all the things to the garage sale.
I'm just saying, like I feel like I would be really comfortable.
All the things are going to the garage
sale. Okay, you're a little fixated.
I'm taking all the things to the garage sale.
So yeah, stay tuned for another.
And here we are at the episode, at the end of episode 120.
120.
Mm-hmm.
120. 120. Oh, I love that you said it in Spanish because we started Selena Radio.
Oh, for Haley.
For Haley. Because Selena is very important to our people. And she needs to understand that and know the music.
Well, as much as she loves music.
Yeah, she loves music.
She loves music and she likes to sing and she... I was like... Haley, we need to get you to listen to some Selena. She's like, who's that? Yeah. And I'm like, Selena okay. Selena
Gomez? No.
No, she didn't even know who Selena Gomez is.
Selena Quintanilla.
So we put some on for her. And then we let her listen to a song. I'm like, did you like that? She's like, yes. Uh-huh. So,
that's right, she does. It's in your blood.
Yeah. So, yeah. Anyway, we're so grateful that you come back and listen to us. And we're so happy to be back. We hope that you'll continue to come back and listen to us.
Yeah.
You can find us on Facebook and Instagram as So This Is Love Podcast. You can find us on Twitter at So This Is Love 10. And we would love to get an email from you.
Yeah.
Send us an email. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Yeah. That's cool too. And you can email us at sothisislove@yahoo.com.
And if you're using the iTunes app, don't forget to rate and review us.
Yep.
It gets the word out that we're back.
We're back.
And I don't know if this is something we discussed before, but it was really surprising because I didn't open the website hardly maybe once or twice in the 9 months that we were gone or the, you know, whatever, in our hiatus.
Oh, but we were still getting likes on Facebook and Instagram and, like, new follows and stuff like that.
On Instagram. Yeah. And so when I went back to get the, you know, to load the last couple episodes, finding that people were still listening, I was like, oh, my gosh. Cool.
Yeah.
Thanks. But thank you. We hope you all have a great week, and we'll be back.
Okay.
Bye.